910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, shot and killed a student who they say had a gun outside a middle school. Students in the school saw something outside and alerted school officials, says State Attorney General Josh Call.
This type of incident is any parent's nightmare. This is a traumatic incident for parents, for students, and for anybody who has a family member impacted by something like this.
Wisconsin AG says nobody else was hurt. Counter-protesters attacked a pro-Palestinian camp at UCLA today, says the university's chancellor. An activist scuffled with police officers who destroyed their tents at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Secretary of State Antony Blinken hiking up pressure on Hamas to accept the latest proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release with Israel. The Arizona Senate joined the State House in passing a repeal of the state's Civil War-era abortion ban. The governor expected to sign it. This is ABC News. Volunteers say they've discovered a clandestine crematorium on the edge of Mexico City. Prosecutors say they're investigating the nature of the remains. Will they or won't they debate, and when?
The Commission on Presidential Debates is holding firm and not changing their proposed calendar despite the Trump campaign's wishes. In the statement, they pushed back against Trump advisors' claim that millions of Americans will have already cast their ballots at the time of the first debate, which is currently scheduled for September 16th. But debates need speakers, and the Biden campaign is acting coy on whether or not they'd participate in one, despite Biden himself saying recently he would be happy to. Brittany Shepard, ABC News, Washington.
Right a wrongful conviction. Maryland Governor Wes Moore apologized to Gary Washington as a public panel approved more than $3 million in compensation for the man who spent 31 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit. The 1986 fatal shooting hinged on the eyewitness account of a 12-year-old who later recanted. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. The UW system made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus Wednesday morning. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 in the morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties with Israel. 1 in 5 Americans age 50 and older has no retirement savings. That's according to a new study from the AARP. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says while it's wise to save for retirement, it's not always easy.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Some states have state-operated retirement savings programs, but not Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Rays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Rays to take the series 2-1. Colin Ray with the win, pitching 6 scoreless innings. Willie Adames with a pair of home runs. One in the third inning, another in the bottom of the 7th. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports.
Adames, center field, Rosarena back again, and it's over his head and gone again!
A 2-homer game for Willie Adames.
The Brewers went on to win 7-1 shorthanded. Freddy Peralta slapped with a 5-game suspension after beaning that batter last night. 6 games for Abner Uribe for punching that player, the Rays' Jose Siri. Brewers manager Pat Murphy serving a 2-game suspension after last night's game. So that means assistant Ricky Weeks took over today for the win.
We just want to come out there, you know, with a win, obviously, to get the series win right then. We did.
How soon in the day did you find out you were going to be managing this one?
About 20 minutes before the game. It's okay.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s, and a cloudy day for tomorrow with showers around. Cooler, highs right around 50 to the low 50s. On Friday, sun comes back and it warms up into the upper 60s, but a little breezy. More showers possible Saturday. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk with the Milwaukee County Zoo about why it's important to keep the Endangered Species Act and all things sports with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
It's Nightlight, hour two.
You're wearing a cup right now, dude.
Why not?
I know.
What do you have to lose?
You got to be safe. You never know when a golf ball is going to come at you, or, you know, you kick something, or a cat jumps at you. You got to be safe.
I don't take chances, Frank.
Don't take chances.
I'm not that guy.
Don't
that
take YOLO chances stuff, ever.
No way. And, you know, I'm like, hey, that's the voice of Frank Hermann,
who
joins me in the studio. You know him.
I do.
He's a good guy.
You know
like
what?
Him.
He's okay. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right.
Frank, let's read these. Hey, Frank, Conrad.
Yeah.
Let's have Frank read your mom's text, and I'll read your dad's text.
Sounds good. I'll put on my glasses.
So here's, I'll read
You go.
Conrad's dad's. This is our question tonight is, what should the drinking age be in Wisconsin? What do you think it should be?
I think it should go back to 18. I've always thought that.
Why not?
I know. Right. Who cares? We're 18 years old. You can vote. You can go to war. You should be able to do whatever you want, you know? And I think we should legalize weed.
Absolutely.
Okay? I'm all about it.
That's coming.
Oh,
That's got to happen at some point.
I know, because I'm sick of carrying it.
And, you mean marijuana, though, not the like the weeds in the yard.
No, I mean marijuana.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, good. Because the weeds in the yard.
Yeah, I don't like.
No problem with those either.
No grow May or whatever the heck it's called. Don't no cut May. What is guy?
I don't know. I'm not a yard guy to begin with.
You're not a yard guy?
I'm not.
You're not.
I was happy renting most of my adult life.
I got to tell you, I live in Brilliant, Wisconsin, home of Aaron's company, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I bought myself. I got an Aaron's snowblower. I got an Aaron's lawnmower. It's self-propelled. I still hate it. I don't like doing it. Yeah. My kids, I got a 12-year-old son. He won't do it.
Oh, you got a son that's 12. You make him cut the grass, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Will he? No.
Come up
because he doesn't do it right, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That's fine.
I'll make him do it.
Yeah. Soon. I have allergies too. Conrad is suffering from allergies tonight. Yeah,
sorry, Conrad. It's all right.
He still showed up.
Antihistamine, buddy.
That's right. That's right.
Do it.
So Steve from the 920 says, I think the drinking age in Wisconsin should be 19 years old for just beer, like the minor bars of the past, and then 21 years old for hard liquor. It seems to work for my mom and dad back in the late 50s and early 60s. But Steve, how would you know that?
Well, maybe you talked to mom and dad. And
maybe.
They did that near beer. What is that? It was like 3%.
3.2 or 3.3 or something like that.
Yeah. What was it? Like Sharp?
I don't know.
Or O'Doul's?
O'Doul's, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, and then here's Conrad's mom.
Conrad's mom. Let's see what she says.
She says
I like the idea of the minor bars at 18, or if not, it should be 19, since a lot of 18-year-olds are still in high school. You know, that's true.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I was 16, and there was a bar in Green Bay called Club Safari. That was our place, and every Tuesday night, I was there because it was double bubble. And 16 years old, I'm drinking double amaretto and Cokes, baby. I kid you not. I didn't get carded.
Like a fake ID or something?
No, it was 18-year-old drinking age. If you looked 18, you know, you got in, you know? You kind of act like you're 18. There was a place called Sebastian's back in the day.
I remember that place.
I loved to dance. And this was 1981. and I'd be out there just dancing. And, you know, you think they would have known because I'm ordering amaretto and sours and amaretto. Right. You know, I'll take something that doesn't taste like alcohol. I should have went out there and Jack and Coke.
I still remember those commercials. At Sebastian's.
Yes!
They actually had pictures of people dancing. I remember my friends and I in the neighborhood, in grade school, we were like, what goes on in there?
You know? It's pretty cool. But you know the cool thing about it? It was just packed all the time in the 80s where it was like fashion. It was fashion, man. It was so cool. And now it's a laundromat. I don't know if you remember. It was on Main Street, Main and East Mason. It's a laundromat now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great. Same memories. Building?
Same building. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I know the guy owns it.
You go in there and have a laundromat. Anywhere. That's so funny. Yeah. We were talking about... I already forgot what I wanted to ask you.
You were the UP boy that was 21, so you had to come to Wisconsin, right?
No, we were in Wisconsin. We were in there. Here in junior high, and it was, I remember, the border deaths.
Yes.
Was a big reason they changed, correct. I think. But I remember I got grandfathered in because I was 18.
Yes.
When they changed it to 19.
Yes.
1984, 1989.
That's right.
And I could drink. My wife is 6 months younger than me, and she didn't miss the cutoff. So I would be like, I'm going to go.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I think about those days, and I'd really like to know what were, the statistics, what were the, alcohol-related deaths, that was the big thing, the why. And, of course, taxation on the, you get money from the federal government for the roads. There was a big talk about, getting funds to build roads from the federal government if we didn't change it to 21.
You know what else I remember, though? Like, I'm so in the middle on this because I think it should be, I could live with 19 because I'm with you. And even if it's 18, you go to fight in a war, you should be able to have a beer, vote, whatever. I remember kids driving around with booze in the car, like open, just like that's what you do. And I wonder if the statistics for accidents then and what they are now, if they're that different, given.
I don't know.
We'd have to look. The laws changed.
Yeah. I don't know. Because you didn't, the news is everywhere right now. Back then, you didn't hear about it.
Right.
You know, they didn't talk about it,
Conrad, take a memo.
Yeah.
We need to look into this. We need to do a deep dive.
Deep dive into statistics of the highway department. Call the DMV now. We want to know. We have listeners.
Hey, speaking of cocktails, you can have a drink. People can have a drink if they want when they go to a Let Me Be Frank production.
Nice segue.
Isn't
good.
That nice?
Wow, yeah, we did that. Smooth.
5 months in the business, buddy. tell us about... Girls on Thin Ice.
Let me tell you a little story about this, because people are like, there's really no ice fishing in this show. I wrote a show called Girls on Ice. It was a spoof about girls ice fishing. And, there was a great show called Guys on Ice that the guys up at Northern Lights Theater wrote, and it was a big hit. So I thought I'd, spoon off that like I do everything else, call it Girls on Ice. And but I did that one back in 2010 or 2011, and it was about the girls going to St. Norbert College, getting the swinging nights, and losing one of the singers and how they handled that because she went off to work for the FBI, blah, blah, blah. Funny, funny story. It's about girls' personalities and how they are in college. And I had a great time writing those shows. I'm a guy, and I was writing like I was a female, and I had my wife to help me. It was so fun to write that show. So this is a prequel to that show. 1989, the girls are in college, and they're auditioning two new folks to join the Swinging Nights, and there's only room for one more girl, but they got two girls that come in. One is pregnant. And says she could be around for 3 more months. Because that's the end of the year. And one has an obligation that she has to do. And they don't know about it. They like both the girls, but they choose the one that's not pregnant, And so the pregnant girl becomes the alternate. And she ends up subbing more for all the other girls because one's an alcoholic. You'll find there's five different personalities.
Awesome.
It's so fun. And it's all music from the 1980s.
So is it based on true stuff then? It
sounds crap up.
I knew you did, but this sounds like...
Well, there is a Swinging Nights. Okay, Swinging Nights at St. Norbert College. Most of my girls went to St. Norbert College and were in Swinging Nights, so a lot of insight on personalities was from them. And I know each girl so well, so I made their personality, and I multiplied it times 10 is what I did. And it's very funny, the interactions of these girls and the way they sing. First of all, I call them my supergroup because They're five girls that all can belt and all can sing really well. Two of them don't do a lot of Let Me Be Frank shows anymore because they have babies. They're married. They're doing the family thing, but they're coming back for the show. Casey Schumacher and Kelly Gusloff, and they're just fantastic. You know, we've had four rehearsals and they could go on stage right now. They're that. It makes me mad. I can't say that word. It makes me mad that they could do it and I don't remember what the show is about.
You gotta write your lines on the back of the. No, but yeah. Like. How long does it take you? Every time I turn around, you have a new show.
Yeah, yeah.
How long does it take you to write these things?
Well, I'm thinking about it, okay? Like the next show is called Bay Beach Baby. It's about Bay Beach, Beach Boy music, the history of Bay Beach. And one of the things that I know about Bay Beach is that over 700 couples met there and got married. So that's,
really?
Yes, yes. It's an unknown fact that I just made up. And but so that's kind of what
you just sucked me in again.
But you know, kind of the way I write, 10% of it is true, 90% is made up. So I get a base, and then my mind wanders. I really love writing dialogue. That's what I've always my passion has been. Always been writing comedy, writing dialogue. I love writing. So and the way I write is how I think. So of course I have many folks in my troupe who are very good at improv. And they can take a character and move with it. Now, this show especially was dear to me because we're going back to our roots, dinner theater, roots, not roots. A great movie back in the
Soot.
So, yeah, TV sitcom. But anyway, back in when I wrote this show, when we first started, we were dinner theater.
Yeah.
I owned the sports corner. We had dinner theater. And then we went to the Meyer Theater 18 years ago. We've been there. They gave me the key to the city. Wow. And we don't serve dinner anymore. So I wanted to go back to our roots. God, I keep saying roots. Hey, go back to our roots. Hey, what's the last thing a redneck says before he dies? Watch this. Anyway, sorry. You know that joke. But our roots. And dinner theater. So it's at the Meyer Theater at the Backstage Lounge. It's not in the big theater.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's at the Backstage May 8th. Through May 11th, five shows. We get, you know, dinner at 6, shows at 7:30. On Saturday, we got a matinee at 1 p.m., and the show's at 2 p.m. It's an Italian buffet, you know, chicken Florentine, spaghetti meatballs, all the good stuff. And, yeah, it's $65 a person.
You don't want the girls on the thin ice hitting the buffet. I'm just guessing.
See, there you go. There's no ice. There's no ice in this show.
Okay. So the backstage, that's kind of cool. So. Yeah. But I got to tell you, I've done some writing too. To put that much work in it and only get a weekend out of it, is that frustrating?
You know, no.
No? Because you're anxious to move on?
I got to tell you, I get sick of shows. Like, we just did WIR Nights, great selling show, and I raced cars on stage, and it was a fun show. That last week, fourth week, I was ready for something else. I'm ready to move on, and I just like it. And I know what you're saying. You want more, I guess, residual or more out of what you do, but you know what? I can always write another one, I can bring it back. I wrote a show called The Death of Al / Alice Capone 10 years ago. It's about Al Capone being a crossdresser. And I have done that show probably 100 times in the last 10 years for private parties. And that show has grossed over $150,000.
Get out of here.
One show.
Wow.
So isn't that crazy? So I can take these shows and do them for a private event or shape them into something else. I have them, always have them in my back pocket.
How much do you make a year, Frank?
I pay quarterly. Okay, is that what you want to know?
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, but I don't make quarter. As much. Oh, yeah. My guest is Frank Hermans. Always fun to have Frank in the studio. He's going to sing. We're going to laugh some more. We're going to talk about Girls on Ice. All that coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I can't hear a sound. Folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that.
You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back. Hey, Nightlife with Peach Wobbin is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company. It's all right. It's good background music.
Yeah, I love it.
Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. We will be doing the show there Tuesday night.
My wife is in love with Minocqua Brewing.
Oh, really?
And so am I.
They have great
beer. We follow them, and I actually buy their beer. I get it at, where do I get it? It's the big store on the, it's the only place I can get
Festival?
It in town. No, the Woodman's.
Oh, Woodman's.
Woodman's, yeah.
That's what I meant,
and I like the Biden beer. I mean, I love it. And we're going to get down to Madison there someday and visit.
It's a beautiful space.
Yeah,
I'm excited to do that from here. You'll have to.
Yeah.
If you're ever down there when I'm down there, we could do this down there.
We could. I like it. Can do it.
You sing everywhere, though.
I do.
Go everywhere in Wisconsin. Where's your favorite place? I assume you're a Green Bay guy. This is your favorite, but where do you like to go?
You know, I do like it when I go someplace and nobody knows me.
Yeah.
When you go and do a show, for instance, I did a fam show. Have you ever heard of what a fam show is?
Uh-uh.
A fam show is where you invite bus tours in. And these people, first of all, they don't want to be there. They're coming to see entertainment to book bus tours. And they're like, okay, we got to go. It's free. So I did one the other day, 30 bus tours from all over the, one was from Arkansas, one was from, they were all over the country. And I'm a member of Circle Wisconsin. So I did our Elvis and Reba show, which is my wife. She does Reba and I do Elvis. We've done it in Vegas a couple times. And these folks, their jaws dropped. They were like, this is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I booked two bus tours that night, one from Arkansas. And where was the other one from? I think it was from Minnesota. And they're coming to see a show this summer called Bay Beach Boys. Bringing a group of 55 on a matinee. And they're like, are all your shows like this? I go, well, this is different. You know, this is like a tribute show, but it's comedy. We do comedy. Elvis to me was funny. Elvis was a funny man, and I try to make him funny. And so I do this bit where I do this I show how much I know karate. So I do a song that Elvis sang back in 1969, Caught in a Trap, and I'm kicking over a microphone. I make it higher and higher. Well, don't I kick the frickin' microphone and it sails on the table? And they thought that was the funniest thing in the world. And all I'm thinking is lawsuits.
Right. This could be it for me.
So, and that's what did it. So I do like performing for folks who have never seen us before, because then they're like, wow.
Then you know, you're like,
then
okay,
I know. Yeah.
I'm bringing
because
it.
Because I think in this community, I've been around a long time. Everybody's been to a show or something, and I still want to wow them and ow them, but sometimes getting that new person in that sees my wife, wow, she sounds and looks just like Reba.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know she does, but then it's that affirmation also.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and especially in front of a crowd that doesn't know you.
That doesn't know,
because around here in, you know, I'm sure you're going to choose your words carefully, but everywhere you go here, does that get exhausting when you might not be in the mood to talk? You're still a great guy.
I love it.
But
I'm sorry, Pete. I'm this way all the time. My wife even said, people come up to her, is he like this at home? Yes.
Wow.
I'm high energy. Always have been. I'm an optimist. I love people. I love helping. I'm a community-driven person also. I have kids. I got 7 kids, Pete. You know, I know.
Good. You have 7 kids?
I do have a 34-year-old son in Milwaukee, and I have a 10-year-old or 7-year-old daughter. So all in between. Three at home yet. So, yeah. That's why I'm never going to quit working, Pete. I'm always going to write shows. And my wife and I, we got this Elvis and Reba show down really well. So what I'm thinking, we're going to follow our last kid where she goes to college, and we're just going to hit all the senior circuits. Hey, man, let's do some Elvis, man. We'll make some money.
Are your kids into this
yes.
stuff?
Like, oh, they my
sing
God.
Did they inherit? If you both can sing, yeah. I would imagine they're all.
I got three boys that, four, and actually four altogether, because my 24-year-old son is actually a full-time member of Let Me Be Frank's, and he's like a Justin Bieber.
Oh,
he's
fantastic.
Got that flexible voice. And pissed. Makes me mad that he can do it. There you go. Right. Almost said it again. Beep.
That's
anyway,
right.
But he is so talented. And plus, he looks like James Franco. The guy's got it all. So, and I want to, and I say, I think he should go on, but he stays with me, makes a little money, and he's very funny, and he can sing. And then I got a 12-year-old son who is a virtuoso on drums, guitar, and piano,
oh
can play anything.
Wow.
I know. And he's got like perfect pitch like his mom. So, can sing anything. See, for me, I am a work in progress at everything I do. I had to learn how to play guitar, I had to learn how to sing. It took me time and harmonies. I'm not a good harmony picker-outer. Once I play the notes, I'll get it. I'll get it. But he can just hear something. Sing. Oh, I need a seventh here. Okay. I need the ninth. Who are you? You're your mom. And then I have a 10-year-old son who has got that Michael McDonald voice. He's got that thing in his back for his voice.
He's got a cool voice. Oh, I love
he
Michael
sounds
McDonald.
Like my, I'm like, dude, keep that up. And he's got good range. And then my 8-year-old daughter, I mean, she knows every Taylor Swift song already.
Oh,
and can
nice.
Dance. So I'm going to make some money off those kids.
Do you guys jam at home? Do you play
time.
And all sing
yep.
together?
Oh, yeah. We have a music room. There is never a quiet moment in our house. We got a full drum set, full guitar, bass, piano. We are always performing. We're always jamming. Or we're learning something. Like the kids, when they got their musicals. My son was a lead in Annie. He played a rooster. And and my other son is singing the national anthem for, what is he singing for? Is that the Timber Rattlers? Anyway, my 10-year-old son.
Nice.
So he's rehearsing. It's something is always going on musically in our house, and it's never boring. And people always say, how can you take it? How can you stand it? I love it. I love every second of it. And it's so gratifying to me that the kids don't, sometimes, dad, I don't like what you do. You're in theater. Who cares? I got a few kids like that.
A couple of them are. I forget their names.
No. Here, Austin, Katrina, if they're listening, they're not. But so they enjoy what we do, And
that's so great.
We get them on stage. Harrison, my 12-year-old, is in the summer show. He's playing. He can sing all that high Beach Boy stuff, so he'll be doing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty.
You
cool.
You know. All right. So I used to do a lot of traveling all around. Yeah. I have to say, if you're listening right now. Come and check out Girls on Thin Ice. And if you have not, I doubt there's anybody in Green Bay that hasn't been to one of your shows. But this guy, Frank Hermans, there isn't a Frank Hermans in every town the size of Green Bay.
Oh,
like
well,
the
you.
Fact that you do this here.
Yeah.
I think the community totally appreciates you.
They do.
You must feel appreciated.
Yeah.
So, but if you have not seen one of Frank's shows, you got to check it out because, I sound like I'm gushing here, but you're a treasure. This is a great thing for Green Bay.
I appreciate that, Pete, because I mean, we employ 13 people full time that make their living doing theater in Green Bay.
That is nuts.
And, I'm humbled. And I'm humbled that the people that work for me stay here because they could go to Chicago or New York. You know, the cool thing, I always, girls, get married and have babies. You'll stay here. So that's what happens.
That's what you encourage.
Yeah, I encourage that.
Are you a grandfather?
I am.
Are
I
you?
Have a,
okay.
I have a grandson, Baron. He is 2 years old. They live in Milwaukee. So, yeah.
Is he singing?
He's gone gag gag. Grandpa,
he's getting there. So we thought it would be funny.
I haven't
obviously,
seen him in a while.
I'm looking forward to hearing you play. That'll be fun. But we put together a little Elvis quiz for you.
You did. Okay.
Kind of
do
a
it.
Name that tune
let's,
type
let's do
thing.
It. Let's do it.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Conrad, how are we doing there? Are you?
Oh, we're doing great.
So, Conrad, I want to say we have. You know all of Elvis's stuff.
I do.
Pretty much.
Most of them.
Right.
I know. We'll see. Steve can stump me.
Let's open with a showstopper. Let's bring the heavy artillery right away, Conrad. Then we'll segue and Frank will sing some of it. That's coming up next on Nightlight. Frank Hermans is here hanging out on a Wednesday night. I'm Pete Schwab. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you with me.
Thank you very much.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police in Mount Horb, Wisconsin, shot and killed a student who they say had a gun outside a middle school. Students in the school saw something outside and alerted school officials, says State Attorney General Josh Call.
This type of incident is any parent's nightmare. This is a traumatic incident for parents, for students, and for anybody who has a family member impacted by something like this.
Wisconsin AG says nobody else was hurt. Counter-protesters attacked a pro-Palestinian camp at UCLA today, says the university's chancellor. An activist scuffled with police officers who destroyed their tents at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Secretary of State Antony Blinken hiking up pressure on Hamas to accept the latest proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release with Israel. The Arizona Senate joined the State House in passing a repeal of the state's Civil War-era abortion ban. The governor expected to sign it. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Law enforcement says an active shooter threat has been neutralized outside a middle school in Mount Horeb, just west of Madison. The person was detained outside the building. Nobody was hurt except the alleged assailant. An emergency alert was sent to phones in the community late in the morning that warned people about the situation. Donald Trump campaigning in Waukesha, downplaying charges against him in a series of indictments that have kept him off the campaign trail.
Well, you know, they're trying this weaponization of the Justice Department stuff. So far, that hasn't been working too well because we have the highest poll numbers we've ever had. People get it.
The Emerson College survey finds 47% of registered voters in Wisconsin support Trump, while 45% back President Biden when the two go head-to-head. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Comedian actress Amy Schumer put a positive spin on the internet's reaction to her, quote, puffy face. Schumer says it made her insecure at first, but also let her know that something was wrong. Schumer announced in February that she was suffering from Cushing's syndrome. The condition can be caused by too much stress, which can release cortisol, making one's face puffy and raising one's blood pressure. Schumer was grateful she caught it early and says she knows her fans will love her, puffy or not. Who doesn't enjoy a movie love scene between a doughy middle-aged man and a young pretty actress? Probably just about everyone, much to the dismay of actor Martin Freeman. The 53-year-old Fargo actor addressed his intimate scenes with 21-year-old Jenna Ortega in Miller's Girl, a dark comedy in which Ortega's character seduces Freeman's character. The reaction on social media was mostly negative. I know, shocking. Miller's Girl is available on demand. Check it out. Being grossed out is a great way to keep the weight off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s, and a cloudy day for tomorrow with showers around. Cooler, highs right around 50 to the low 50s. On Friday, sun comes back and it warms up into the upper 60s, but a little breezy. More showers possible Saturday. Currently 57 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we celebrate a very special birthday. What famous bear turns 80 years old? Only you can prevent forest fires.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday.
You sick thing, you.
Frank and I, Frank Hermans is here. We were just talking about the Spinners, and I said that I told Frank.
That was a funny story, man.
I honestly, God, that song, Conrad, it's called Games People Play.
Yeah.
That guy's voice, I thought it was a woman. I'm like, love this woman.
Same.
I'm going to leave my wife and marry this person because I love her voice so much. And I find out it's a guy with a curly Q mustache. Yeah. I still love him. His voice is like,
it's so
gorgeous. It's incredible.
I know. It's hard to imitate that voice. It's so good.
So we got a text here from, is this a new text or Conrad? James from Madison.
Uh-oh.
I think no, that's a good thing. Frank.
Is it? Okay.
Frank said, uh-oh. we're not in trouble here, Frank. Okay. He thinks he's going to take his liquor license from the Meyer Theater. So he says, hi, I think that the drinking age should be 18. Yeah. I'm from England. Ah, there you go. Mm-hmm. And the drinking age there is 18, and it works quite well.
It does.
And he says, yes, I am James from Madison. James, great to have you. Thanks for the text. He continues and says, also, a ton of underage kids getting into bars and drinking, so why don't we just lower the age limit and encourage more than bars instead of home or elsewhere? Aren't you safer, though, if you drink at home?
Are you?
Well,
I think a bar, first of all, you're social, you're moving around, and you're getting that liquor out of your system. When you're at home, maybe you're watching TV. Depression might set in.
Sitting there,
I got to tell you, alcohol is not a stimulant.
No, it's not.
You know, and it can cause, what it does, it amplifies whatever your mood is.
Your feeling.
Whatever you're feeling at that time. And it can be good, it can be bad, you know, and that's.
I got to be honest, I have not quit drinking forever, Frank, but I haven't had a drink in about 17 months.
Yeah.
And it was either that or joined the military. So I said, all right, I'll stop my age and I don't want to be doing basic. I feel great. Like, I don't. I miss having a martini once in a while or an old fashioned, but
well, liquor is poison. You know,
it is.
It's actually poison.
You drink?
Not that often.
Yeah, you don't seem like that.
You know what we could do? We should do a show and drink the whole time. I would do that.
Oh, wow.
Just for the heck of it.
Conrad, memo.
Memo.
Can we do that?
Can we get like a sponsor, like some scotch or somebody? There you go.
Monaco Brewing. Maybe we'll talk to Kirk. Maybe I'll do something like that.
I'll drink 7 Biden beers in 2 hours.
And we'll track it like it's a science experiment. Yes. That's how we couch it, right?
And how many slurs happen. it is, you know, I'm not a big drinker. Never have been.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of our culture.
Right.
You know, I got to tell you, when I was in a band back in the 80s and 90s, I was putting it back. You know, I was doing Cuervo on stage and, you know, doing some things. I thought it made me better, you know?
Yeah.
You know, cut down the fear. I can't have a drink before I do a show now. I need to be 100% focused.
Right.
You know, so.
You know, I do a football fundraiser for a Marinette local youth football club.
Yep.
And I was doing that. When we moved back here, I started doing it. They said, hey, can you bring comics? So once a year, I bring a good friend of mine up and we get to hang out and do stand up together. That's the only time I go on stage anymore to do stand up comedy. It was once a year.
Okay.
I would have a big old drink before.
Call me down.
Because I would do 2-3 sips. It's not going to affect my act. But I was nervous, like, because I didn't. I wasn't on stage performing. Like, you're in a groove, man. Yeah. You put up 8 shows a year.
Yeah.
You don't need that. That's the last thing you can think about when you're like sitting around all year dreading one night where you have to go on stage. It's like, give me
a
drink.
If it was that, I could see that. Now, if I am feeling comfortable about something, if I'm comfortable in a show, because I got to tell you, there's a lot to remember. And, if you're not sharp and you screw up a line and it's an intro for somebody else or somebody else has to react to it, you don't want to do that.
You know?
And I've done it. I've done it before. And then we just improv it off. But the whole thing is you want to stay sharp. Now, if I'm comfortable, like if I'm doing a hell of a show, and when we were in Vegas, we did a couple shows in Vegas, I was feeling pretty comfortable.
You must crush in Vegas.
You know what? We did okay. We did all right. We play the Plaza Casino and we're going back there in March next year. It's okay. I don't know if I want to live there.
Yeah.
No. I've been to Vegas, 30 times. Got married there. Got married by Elvis. Amy and I got married.
Great.
We did the whole thing. But now when I go to Vegas, you know what I do? I go find ghost towns. I don't gamble. I go to a few shows. I try and check shows, but I love ghost towns. And there are more ghost towns in Nevada than any other state because of the gold rush in the 1890s.
No
little
kidding.
Fact you did not know. Yes.
Oh, that's really cool.
Crazy stuff.
From the 715, Joe says 18 or 25 for a drinking age. Oh, okay. That's not bad. 25 is a little. No one's waiting until they're 25. Well, if you're going to drink, you're going to drink.
Yeah. Right? As men, we don't mature until we're in our 40s. So
I'm still working on it.
Are you still working on it?
You're pretty mature, though, Frank.
Am I?
You're more mature than me.
I don't know.
What do you think, Conrad? Who's more mature?
Oh,
come on, Conrad.
Nervous laughter.
Right. Oh. Myself.
You're so, there, thank you.
Conrad. Wow, that's
winner.
Not crazy here.
Winner.
From the 262, while I enjoy having Don Rosen back on the air at WRJN.
Well, did you read the rest of it? Yeah, I did.
You got to tell me not to read this.
So, sorry. That's all right. Just...
I don't
avoid
know who
that
this
one.
Guy is, but okay. I think we're going to have a throwdown. Yeah. No, I don't know. I didn't read the whole text. I'm not going to.
You know, as a performer, you got a thick skin just like that, man.
Yeah.
I tell you what, back, 25 years ago, if somebody didn't like me, I'd go out and talk to them. Why don't you like me?
Oh, wow.
It just happens. And because I want to know what I do to offend you. Nobody's going to, everybody's not going to like you. No matter what, right. No matter how nice you are, no matter how good you are, what you do for your community, you might just
not be someone's cup of tea.
Exactly.
You could be the most, there are people that didn't like Sinatra. Really?
Okay. Come on. There's people that don't like Elvis.
Yeah.
There are.
As a martial artist?
As a martial artist?
As a singer?
Both.
Hey, speaking of, let's sing something.
You want a song?
When I say let's, I mean you.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
What are you going to do something from the show or just?
I'm going to do some Elvis.
Oh, I love it.
I got to do a little Elvis because we're talking about it. See if you remember the one. It's
Frank
from Kissing
Hermes.
Cousins.
Oh, nice.
A very old friend came by today. And he was telling everyone in town of the love that he had found. And Marie's his name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the prettiest blackest hair, prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said a goodbye. He was gone, but still my head kept a-turning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday that girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. You know, those songs were like 2 minutes long.
I love it.
Back in the day, 2 minutes, baby.
It's like a polka song.
It kind of is. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What kind of guitar is it?
This is an Epiphone. It's a ripoff of a Gibson. I would love to have the Gibson Elvis guitar. This is the big wide body that he would use, the white guitar. And so this is the kind of the Elvis guitar. Look how beat up it is. I've dropped it a few times.
That's but gritty. I love a
gritty
beat up guitar.
Lots of this guitar cost me $550 like 20 years ago, and I beat the crap out of it. Is that my wife behind us?
I think it is.
She want to let her in?
I think Amy.
Yeah, Amy's here. Yeah, she didn't text me. Oh, good. She's here. Maybe we can have her sing a song too.
Can you guys do something like as Elvis and Reba? What do you like to sing with
her? How about we do? You know what we can do? Let's do a little Johnny and June Cash.
Oh my God!
Would you like that?
Love it. Yes.
She'll come in right now. We'll hang out. Honey, come on, let's sing. How'd rehearsal go, honey?
Hi, Amy. Hi. How do you do? Nice to meet you.
And my wife, Amy Reamer from Girls on Thin Ice. By the way, my wife Amy, she plays the drunk in the Girls on Thin Ice. She is the party girl.
Okay, so. But
party girl. Is that what you're going to say, party girl? Okay.
Drunk.
I shouldn't say that.
Do you want some water or something,
dude,
Amy?
I'm good.
How about a milkshake?
I'm good.
How about some lamb chops?
We got it all here.
We got a kitchen. Conrad, lamb chops.
Sounds good.
Conrad is that good. He would do it. He could find it.
As soon as I got here, Conrad goes, water? Would you like water? Yes, I would. Would you like M&Ms?
That's what.
Did you take the green ones?
We want to make you guys feel at home. So, Amy, how was rehearsal? It's Girls on Thin Ice. How did it go tonight?
It went really well. Every night we're pretty good. You know, we've done the show before, and everybody is just so good at preparing and they do homework, they rehearse on their own, practicing their songs, and we sent videos of all the dances, and everybody's practicing on their own. So when we get together, we're pretty much just kind of putting the polish on it.
That's so great.
And memorizing.
What a great feeling, right? When you're in the home stretch.
Mm-hmm. It feels
so
great.
The show is Girls on Thin Ice, and it starts May 8th at the Meyer Backstage Theater, and it runs May 8th through May 11th, folks. So if you're listening and you want to see... I can't, like I said, I can't imagine someone has not seen a Let Me Be Frank production.
There still are people in this area.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get
definitely
I
check
ask
it
every,
out.
Every time, how many new first timers Let Me Be Franks? And they'll raise their hand. And I always ask,
kidding.
Where are you from? Oh, we're from Green Bay. I go, East Side or West Side?
But you must get a lot of people that come in from smaller communities too, I would imagine. I think I know my folks have been down numerous times.
We have season ticket holders in Manistee, Michigan, and Rockford, Illinois.
Wow.
So,
okay.
You know, we got and all the way out west to Eau Claire, you know, all the way to the east coast of Kewaunee. So,
where's Kewaunee?
I have no idea.
Isn't that where? No, you're from Kewaskum.
Yeah, Kewaskum, Kewaunee. Kewaskum. You know,
close enough.
They're Algonquin names.
Algonquin. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
And
thank you.
The Algonquins probably love a little.
If you say things correctly.
So 150 performances you guys have had. You've done 149
shows? 146
shows
we've written in the last 25 years.
Wow.
And if you really, now we do 80 performances a year at the Meyer, plus about another 60 offsite at other places. So basically, you know, we have, you know, if you just multiply 160 times 25, that's a lot of shows.
That's a lot of shows.
We got to support 7 children, so.
So there's more shows to come.
Well, even the adult ones need support.
Yes.
So do you guys want to sing something? Sure. We have, we got a few minutes.
Let's do it.
Let's do something together. This is Frank and Amy.
You'll know this one.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, hello Jackson town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
What's wrong with my hair?
Yeah, I'll go into Jackson.
Close. See if I care.
When I drive into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna teach me. Teach them what they don't know how. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. That's a fact.
Oh, my coat, that's right.
Yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
Wow, you prepared for this. Goodbye, that's all she wrote.
Sing it, baby.
The laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony cake. Between your legs, yeah, go to Jackson. You big talking man.
That's me.
And I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my Japan fan. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out.
Woo! That's Frank and Amy.
I didn't
you
remember
guys,
that song was... too much, did I?
Really?
Did I know
I
all
didn't
the words?
Notice.
Shut up. Okay.
So that's Johnny Cash.
And June Cash.
And June Cash. Yeah. And it sounded like right out of the Coen Brothers movie.
Totally.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh,
it was
yes.
great. Do you hear Alison Krauss comparisons ever, Amy, to your voice?
I have not heard that. I've sung many of her songs, like for weddings and stuff like that, but I never had a comparison.
I'm speechless. I'm without speech, and
without
yet I'm talking.
That's so one thing about Amy, she has a very flexible voice and can impersonate many, many different people, from Reba.
Which comes in handy with your shows, I'm
it
sure.
Does.
When you guys,
oh, yeah, we
it
sing
does.
All different kinds of songs.
All right, Frank and Amy are here. We have a few more minutes with them coming up next. Maybe they'll sing something. Maybe we'll do an Elvis quiz, but the singing's more fun, actually. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you with me.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back. Bridget from the 818 says, this is in reference to our drinking age question, what do you think the drinking age should be? She says 23 or 24.
Wow.
Keep drinking out of high school and college. People associate drinking in college. Why? College offers so many opportunities. Why waste it? Probably because of Animal House, right?
Exactly.
John Belushi. That's why people, I mean, I don't know. That's really the first time you go party.
Yeah.
When you leave home.
It's because you can do it.
You know, exactly.
When you take something away, the first thing you want to do as a kid is do it.
Right.
And if with our kids, we're not letting them drink, but if you offer suggestions, if you take something away, that if you want to experiment and, you know, do theater or do something, let's try that. You know?
Right.
I'm not going to shy you away from something.
We steer them towards positivity.
Yes.
Exactly.
Towards positivity.
Great.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, when my kids were going out into the world, I know they didn't drink in high school, and I said, I want you, if you plan on drinking in college, I'd like you to have a drink at home first. See how it affects you. Have a beer, have a glass of wine. And, you know, my son is like, I don't think he drank till he was like a junior. I didn't even drink till I was a freshman in college, like spring of that year. So I was, yeah.
Wow, dude. I think I was in seventh grade. I kid you not. Yeah.
Well, my drinking age was 18.
Yeah, my mom, my dad.
You weren't 18 in seventh
grade.
No,
my dad would bring us to the bar and get us a Kit Kat, and he'd sit there and drink beer, and we'd play pool. This happened four times
that
a week.
That is such a Wisconsin story.
Totally.
I love that.
I'd eat eight Snicker bars. I don't even know.
But, so you had a sugar buzz going.
But then after a while, my brother Mike and I go, hey, we should try one. Yeah. And then we'd have beer with my dad.
Did you like sneak him?
No.
Or he would just give it to you?
Give us beer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Different time.
And you turned out okay.
Did I?
Well.
Yes,
I
should ask Amy.
Define okay.
You know what you learn? You learn how much. You learn not to. You learn to handle yourself. And that's one of the things. And that's what happens in college. Sometimes you do too much and bad things happen.
And you're right. You do learn how to handle it. And I'll be honest. I am hammered right now. And I don't think either one of you have any idea
how much I put away. I thought that was your aftershave.
Conrad stoned out of his mind.
Yeah,
I mean,
whoa.
This is like,
you
took a ride to Menominee, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Gummies, baby. Should we, Conrad, this is your jukebox, buddy. What do you say? Should we do another song or let's save
give
the
me
Elvis
some
quiz.
Elvis. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean,
let's do it. All right, let's do a couple minutes of Elvis.
Yeah.
Then we'll close it out with a song.
We can play any song anytime.
All right.
Yeah,
so I got like 10 seconds of songs. You just name the title of it.
Okay.
Get ready with the
ready,
bell,
honey?
Too.
Here we go.
You're a tear snatcher. You're a quarter patcher.
What is this?
Yes!
Break my heart anymore.
Tear snatcher.
For I have just
no.
Oh! I have never heard that song in my life.
Ooh.
Did that make the top 40?
Went into the vault for that one.
That was like 1956.
Wow.
He sounds very young.
Yeah, very young.
He's called You're a Heartbreaker.
You're a Heartbreaker. Oh. See, that's where I was going.
I like the song.
Cool song. Yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
Oh, Caught in a Trap. Come on. I can name that in three
Suspicious
notes.
Suspicious Minds like one of the is greatest actually
songs
the title
ever.
Of the song.
Suspicious Minds.
Caught in a Trap is
whatever.
One of the lyrics.
It's called caught this. Fish bites. Sorry.
Get thanks, it right.
All right, do another one.
Yeah. I gave a letter to return to center.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Shut it.
Frank Hermes is just getting.
I'm kidding, honey.
He's just
totally
rolling
kidding.
Now.
He's calling you out.
I know.
He's got
thanks,
momentum.
Babe. Yeah, I'm
keeping you
this.
Honest.
Yeah.
And they're yeah. arguing. I'm trying to ignore it. It's awkward in the studio. Quickly, Conrad, get to another song.
I could so lonely, baby.
I could
get so lonely.
I could die.
So lonely,
come on, honey.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah. 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 See? See, I had to give her one.
It's a good thing you showed up tonight,
thank
baby.
You
come
for
on, honey.
Throwing me a bone.
You know this
thank
one.
You.
Come on.
All right. He's two. It's 2-2, right? He's
two
missed two and right? got two.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. We got. You got to go out on a winning note,
yeah,
though.
Give me
then
one
we'll
one.
Play his.
Give
all
one.
Right.
Give
go
me
ahead,
one.
Buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Feel my temperature rising. Burn it, love. She mouthed it to me. Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
Did you see
it? I wasn't going to say anything,
goes,
though.
You're just not good at names.
I've never
people,
been good at names or
songs.
Right or left.
But is it Hunka Hunka Burnin' Love or is it just Burnin'
just
Love?
Just Burnin' Love.
Yeah, just yeah. Burnin' Love, yeah.
That's
yeah.
one of the greatest songs
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
Let's do one
you
more.
You should learn that one, sometime.
Okay.
I
do that.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that was a
jailhouse rock.
Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was
a right.
The bell kind of ruined it. That's one thing I think Elvis
you
is like.
You ain't the Hound Dog. I'm sorry.
Hound Dog.
Hound Dog. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Same song. Same
too.
Song.
Jailhouse Rock, Hound Dog.
So, yeah.
Exactly the same
this
song.
Is so great. Having you guys here, this
oh
is
my
fun.
God. Oh, thank you.
I'm glad Amy still feels like talking to you because you just came from what I'm guessing was a pretty intense dress rehearsal. Are you in dress rehearsals yet?
No. This is actually our
May 1st.
Third,
oh, you got
yeah.
a week.
Third
yeah.
rehearsal.
Yeah, we dress rehearsals on Tuesday night. Yeah.
Next week.
Tuesday.
So you open on a Tuesday.
We open on a Wednesday.
Or Wednesday.
But
we'll have
a group of folks that come see us for every dress rehearsal. They pay a half the fee, and yeah, so we can see if we make them laugh. If we make them laugh, we know we're okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. So the show is Girls on Thin Ice.
Yep.
It's at the Meyer Backstage Theater. Where can people get tickets?
MeyerTheater.org.
Okay.
Go online, or they can call TicketStar 920-494-3401 if they want to talk to somebody.
And it's only 3 days. It's May 8th through
the
11th.
4 days. So Wednesday,
sorry,
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Two
okay,
shows
so
on Saturday.
I forgot
we have
you're
a
drinking.
Matinee on Saturday.
Right. I forgot
yeah.
you're
oh,
drinking.
Yeah. Okay. Take
hammered.
That into account.
Hey,
it makes
Minocqua
laugh.
Brewery. He loves Minocqua Brewery, honey.
They're a sponsor.
Yeah.
A sponsor.
He's going to go and I know you
we,
do.
We put our name on a can
yeah.
in the Madison Tap Room. We sent
yeah.
the money to
we
put
did.
Our name on a can.
Yeah.
The one that just opened.
The one
that's
just opened.
That's where next Tuesday we're doing
our
show from that.
I have my
Fair
Maps t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet Kirk loved that. That's yeah. fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good.
I get his emails. Yep.
Yeah, he sends those emails. Mm-hmm. Like the time he puts into those. It's like a screenplay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, 25th season, 146 shows. If you haven't seen it, check out Girls on Thin Ice. It's opening next Wednesday night. You won't regret it. Frank Hermes. Amy, so great to have you guys
here.
You want to play
us
out?
Oh, let me grab my guitar. Hey, let's do
so,
a little,
thank you to all my guests. Thank you to Tim Sowers. Thanks for all your texts. We'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight. And this is Frank Hermes and Amy in studio. Closing out the show.
A little less conversation, a little more action,
yeah.
please. All this salvation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little more fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your eyes. So, baby, satisfy me.
Satisfy me.
Satisfy me, baby.
Satisfy me.
Come along with me and listen to the music. I'm gonna do a summer breeze. It's a groovy night, I can show you how to use it. Come along with me and put your mind at ease, yeah. Little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this segregation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little more fight, a little more bark. Close your mouth and open up your eyes. So, baby, satisfy me.
Satisfy me.
Satisfy me, baby.
Satisfy me.
Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start.
Frank and Amy.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, a Navy veteran running for state assembly is the focus of our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by our friends at Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.